USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The First Lady and I are thrilled to be with you as we celebrate Japan's Reiwa era, very special time, and affirm the close economic ties between our two nations.
President Trump, after arriving in Tokyo, where he'll be meeting with the Prime Minister and also Japan's new emperor, the president plans to play a round of golf or two and also attend a sumo wrestling championship match. A GOP congressman blocks a massive disaster aid bill that would have sent $19 billion to hurricane, flood, and wildfire victims. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Texas Congressman Chip Roy says the bill should have included President Trump's requested funding for aid to the southern border.
There's no reason this disaster supplemental should not have included the quite modest $4.4 billion that Director of OMB Vogt sent to Capitol Hill.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parsons signed an abortion bill into law on Friday. The law bans most abortions on or beyond the eighth week of pregnancy and is expected to be challenged in court. President of the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins, on why we're seeing some of these laws get passed.
Well, we've seen the United States, states across the country, moving in this direction for years. But this latest surge of pro-life bills, I believe, was given birth to by Barack Obama, by Andrew Cuomo, by Ralph Northam, and their push for radical pro-abortion laws.
Jake Patterson, the man who pleaded guilty to killing James and Denise Kloss and kidnapping their 13-year-old daughter, Jamie, has been sentenced to multiple life sentences. Barron County, Wisconsin Judge James Babler has a message for Patterson.
You are the embodiment of evil, and the public can only be safe if you are incarcerated until you die.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
According to a 2017 study, about 50% of American adults are married. Now, other research found that roughly 40 to 50% of married couples end in divorce. Marriage expert Belinda Luscombe joined CBS This Morning with some tips on when you and your spouse do disagree on things.
When you're fighting, try to never say "you always" or "you never," because then people feel under attack.
Defensive.
And then
yeah.
they get defensive, and then the wheels come off the bus.
Right.
It's much better to simply start with, "I'm having a problem with..." I think it's really important not to fight tired, or just, we've learned this from toddlers. You know, that's when they're going to have tantrums, right?
Yes.
When they're tired. So go to bed angry. Everything seems much simpler and clearer in the morning.
Should you put a fight on hold?
If you can put a fight on hold if you say, "I can't talk about this right now, but I do want to come back to it." And then you have a history of coming back to it. Sometimes it's good to put a fight on hold, but you can't just say, I can't deal with this, I'm okay.
Luscombe has been married for over 27 years and has a new book out titled Marriology, The Art and Science of Staying Together. The Missouri Special Olympic Games are canceled next weekend after a tornado destroyed the organization's headquarters in Jefferson City. Regional Program Director Joy Steele says lack of resources, travel, and future forecasts ultimately is what forced organizers to cancel the event.
I think it was just what would minimize the emotional and physical toll on both our staff and be best for the athletes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.